Hello, good morning, good evening, good day, wherever you are in the world, we say hello to you, and welcome to another episode of
A Mouthful Podcast.
We're really working on those, on those sounds, you guys, not going to lie to you, trying our best.
Are we really? No, I feel like they've been the same for the past, like, 7 episodes. That's a lie. We haven't been making any active effort.
You know what? That's none of my business. At least I want you to know that I've been thinking about it every time I have to make the sound. I'm like, oh my gosh, we need to make the sound, but we haven't been doing anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, no one has complained, so
exactly,
that's like a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for loving us. The way we are. Yeah, we are back, guys. Wow, guys. I'm going to let you know it was my fault. I had a tough semester. 7 weeks. 9 to 5 every day was my life.
Yeah, no, that's hectic.
Yeah.
And I've got a very short attention span, so I don't know how that would have worked. You know what? I think I have ADHD.
Really? Like some attention thing. Same here.
Yeah, no, I definitely think I have some attention. Something's wrong with the attention side of my brain.
Something just ain't right.
Something ain't it, because I really, really struggle. Like, I genuinely struggle. And I'm also one of those people who needs to be, like, if I'm doing something, I also need something to play with.
Yeah.
Like, I'll find something to just fidget with or something to, you know. And I think, isn't that, like, one of the symptoms, in quotation marks, of like some sort of attention deficit?
Listen, if you're studying to be a doctor, please let us know. comment in our, you know, Instagram page, on our Instagram, tell us if Charity has ADD or ADHD. One of the
two. I mean, I don't think we should be looking for medical advice on the internet.
No,
but
definitely not.
I don't think that's the way
funny
to go.
Enough,
I can't be looking for diagnosis
yesterday
from the internet.
That's so funny, because the other day, not even yesterday, the other day, I was looking if I have diabetes. No, dead ass, guys, because my feet just started getting tingly.
But and you're like, this is the end.
This is the, like, I was just like, to check to say, I'm going to die. I'm not going to have any legs. She was like, Tommy,
oh my
why?
Gosh.
And I was like, I'm getting cankles. I need to go for a walk. We're going for walks now. Like, there's no way I'm sitting in this house. Because I think it's just because sitting down the whole time.
Yeah.
And taking a walk, like a normal, like we were up at the mountain for someone's birthday and we were walking to the house. I was so tired. And I was like, on a normal day, I wouldn't be this tired.
Yeah.
Because like, I haven't been exercising.
You've been in the house, exactly, and haven't been active.
It's okay, guys. It's 10 p.m. that side. English has depleted. All right.
And that's okay, Shai.
It's not
my first language.
No.
It is not my first language. There's no reason for me to try and be perfect for the colonizers.
For what reason? Because I'm right. Because I'm sharp.
Yeah.
Guys, no. It's okay. We don't speak one language, you know?
Exactly.
Bilingual.
Do you know how, you know what? I think that's a flex that a lot of people don't even realize or like how big of a flex it is.
Yeah.
No, really, because how many people, of course, we've grown up around bilingual people, like everyone we know is bilingual. So it just seems like the norm, but it really isn't, hey? Speaking two languages is not normal. So you are great if you speak two languages. If you don't, you better go learn another one.
Literally.
But yeah, we're back and we are ready to get it going. And it's good to go back here. It's encouraged. So yeah, we're excited to be back and to be... Yeah, getting the ball rolling.
Literally. So, Charity, please tell the people. Let them know. What are we talking about today? I'm really excited for this topic. Not going to lie to you.
Yeah, same. Like, it's so fascinating to me. Like, I've just been thinking about it the whole day because it's such a fascinating thing. Mm-hmm. So, we're recording this on a Wednesday. Wednesday? Yes,
yes,
it's Wednesday both our times.
Mm-hmm.
And it just recently came out that... Jada Pinkett Smith. Is it Pinkett or Pinkent?
Pinkent, but no one really says the N. It's just Jada Pinkett Smith, honestly.
Okay, So Jada, let me just go with Jada.
Because, you know, we talk to her often.
My homegirl, yeah. You know. So Jada and Will. So if anyone doesn't know, those are like these two celebrities and they're married. But they don't like calling their relationship a marriage. Mm-hmm. They call it a partnership. So it's like a life partnership. But basically it's a marriage, right? At least they got married and they
did the
setup. Yeah, they did the whole thing that happens when people get married. And I don't know if you guys know August Alsina. He's basically this singer. He sang one of my favorite songs that he sang is Autumn Leaves.
I used to think his name was Augustus. I'm not going to lie to you. These are my confessions.
Yeah. Augustus Alsina.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
August Alsina, he did an interview today with Angela Yee, and he basically spilled the tea. He spilled the whole cup of tea. It was a big cup of tea. And he said that he and Jada are or were, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's still happening.
Don't quote us on that. I'm not sure
if it's like current or he was saying Kuti because I didn't watch the whole thing. But he was saying he had a relationship, like a romantic relationship with Jada, and that he got Will's blessing. So Will was like, go ahead, do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, he implied that like Jada and Will are in an open relationship.
Yeah.
And they're both aware of the fact that they're seeing other people, sleeping with other people, and that's the arrangement that they have made.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's caused a lot of drama, and not drama, but just a lot of talk on the Twitters. So, in the timeline, everyone's just giving their two cents about the whole thing and being like, oh my gosh. I think there's a song that talks about that Will and Jada kind of love. And people are like, oh my gosh.
That is J. Cole's song.
Asante loves J. Cole.
I love me some Jermaine.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but apparently that's like a...
You know what? No one needed to know that. That's an unpopular and unwanted opinion.
So I'm going to keep quiet now.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's just like, oh my gosh. And we all like looked up or slash idolized their relationship. And now this is coming out. That's crazy. And there's a whole lot of other stuff going around that whole situation, which is kind of not what we want to talk about. We just want to talk about about relationships and... Yeah. Polyamory, monogamy, what we think about it, all the nuances around it. And yeah, that's what this episode is going to be all about.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Me too.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't idolize them in marriage. Not going to lie. Mm-hmm. In parenting, though, they did phenomenal. They're such great parents. The way they are with their kids, very open and have conversations with them. I just like the way they discipline their kids. For me, to them, kind of have a pinch of salt from here and there from the way they... I'm saying like I have my own kids. Guys, I don't have kids of my own. But I'm saying for few chanje, you know, like... But yeah, all right.
Yeah. So I think I want to first define...
I was going to say...
These different terms.
Yes.
So I'm just literally just... I just went on Google and typed out the different things. So the first one is polygamy.
Okay.
So I'm going to define what polygamy is. And the polygamy is a practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time. So that that implies that that's in a context of a marriage, because it's saying husband, wife. It's not saying like partner or whatever. Yeah. So that's what polygamy is. And then polyamory is defined as the practice of or desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner with the informed consent of all partners involved.
Okay.
And that's polyamory.
Mm-hmm.
And then monogamy is the practice of marrying or state of being married to one person at a time, or the practice or state of having a sexual relationship with only one partner. That's monogamy. And then open relationship is a marriage or relationship in which both partners agree that each may have sexual relations with others.
Okay.
Right. So those are the four definitions of like the different things.
Yeah.
I think some of these are very, they're basically the same.
So
for me, when I, like, especially in this episode, when I say open relationship or when I say polyamorous or polyamory, I'm saying the same thing. Okay. Just basically, like, you're not exclusive to only one person. You're both aware of the fact that, like,
you're dating other people.
Dating other people or, like, having sexual relations with other people.
Yeah.
So those are the definitions to get us started.
It's a good place to start. I don't know, guys. Polyamory. Polygamy.
Could you be polyamorous?
Never. Have you met me?
Could you be polyamorous?
Have you met me? Have you met me here? No. You must not see me on Bonnie because that one, it's tricky. It's a tricky one. Because I'm sorry. I cannot do it. When I have you, I want all of you. I don't want to be sharing. Listen here. My friends know.
Is sharing not caring?
I'm not good at sharing, guys. My friends know this. I don't mind giving you something. I don't mind buying you. Like, for example, if we go out for dinner and you want some of my food, I can buy you my plate. And you eat that. Don't eat
your own.
Yeah, eat your own. Like my man.
Consume your own man. It's your own man.
Eat your own man. Enjoy sharing.
Your own man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like sharing. Because imagine now you hit him up and it's an unexpected day and rough. You know, like you're having a tough day. And then you call him like, babe, I need you. He's like, yeah,
I'm with Angela.
I'm busy here with Angela. And you're like, okay. But then it also means that you can have another person that you go to. But I can't personally share my life with more than, like, I can't share my trust with more. Like, it's different when it's in a relationship for me personally. And so I cannot do it. What about you?
Me, I can't. It's not for me. It is not my portion. Yeah. It shall never be my portion.
It's not in my brand alignment.
Literally, it doesn't align with my brand.
Yeah, no.
My brand does not align me. I just can't. No, like me and some other girls, this is ours. That just, like, I don't know. Again, brand alignment, it's not aligning.
No.
And I'm just like, I know it's, you know what? I don't think, I was going to say it's a bad character trait, but I don't think it is because it's an emotion and emotions are natural. Everyone has emotions. I'm jealous, right? I'm a jealous hoe.
In what sense? In jealous, in like if another girl like touches your man's arm or like hugs him for two, or are you jealous as in like why are you texting her? Like,
yeah, my jealousy doesn't really come from other people. Like, so if another girl touches my man, that doesn't bother me because he's not the one that has given himself in quotation marks to this next person. Like, he's not the one who is making some sort of move or insinuating anything.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bother me much. But if he's the one, or if he enjoys it, if you can see this guy is really enjoying this arm on his arm, then I'm like, now we have a problem.
Okay.
So my issue is like, I'm jealous of my person. I'm jealous of my person possibly, you know, wanting to be with somebody else, being with somebody else. Dude, if my man even stares at a girl for one extra second, that I will lose sleep.
Why?
You know.
Why?
Because I am jealous. And I don't know. It's... Yo, now we have to unpack that. Why are you jealous?
That's another podcast for another day. I feel like we should do a girlfriend tag just for fun. Crazy girlfriend tag.
Yeah.
Like, are you a crazy girlfriend? Okay. But you've decided that you can't.
I think jealousy is a normal, it's an emotion.
Yeah.
Just like sadness, just like whatever. I don't think you can actually turn off jealousy. So I even think even in open relationships, polyamorous relationships, I don't think it means that those relationships are absent of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I think jealousy is a normal human emotion that you cannot escape from.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot switch off jealousy, or you cannot cure jealousy.
Yeah.
Just the same way you can't necessarily cure sadness, you can't necessarily cure happiness. If that's an emotion that needs to be felt at that time, you will feel it.
However, I feel though, yes, you can feel jealousy, but don't feed the jealousy. Because as soon as you feed that emotion, then that's the problem. Then you'll stop being paranoid. For me, I think of something like, if I were to have a boyfriend and I'm secure in him, I know how he is with other people, I know, and we're good, we're in a good place. But then there's that one day where we're off and we're going out in public with our friends and we've had a bad day and he does something and some sense of jealousy goes, well, we've been off for like a couple of days now and now he's like opening a chair for another girl or whatever it is. Why the hell hasn't he given me, you know, I mustn't feed it. I must understand that we are in a bad place, but that doesn't take away from the fact that he loves me, that we're secure in our relationship, that we've had this. Bro, unless he's cheated on you, then, but me, I know, like, for example, if your friend's being, is successful, is getting their ducks in a row, you know, their podcast is going off or their YouTube or whatever it is, you must decide whether or not, like, you can feel jealousy, you can be like, oh, I really want to be there, but don't carry away with the jealousy, be like, ugh, you know, the reason she's there is because she has money and her parents have been doing, then that starts, you start feeding on the jealousy and then that becomes a problem. I do believe people do get jealous. Obviously, you're going to get jealous.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, why is that?
Yeah, and I think there's a huge misconception that in open relationships it's the void of jealousy.
Of jealousy.
I think another not an issue that I have with the polyamorous agenda is the fact that, well, first one is that there's a lot of bashing of monogamy from people who a lot of people who believe in polyamory or participate in polyamory, there's a lot of bashing of monogamous relationships. And they're like, oh, you're so constrained. You're so constrained. You're not self-aware. You're not self-actualized. why are you doing that to yourself, girl, or whatever?
Listen,
that's
me, myself.
That I have.
I want one man.
Me, myself, and I. Yeah, it's like me, myself, and there's a lot of, I think they also then assume that people who are monogamous are insecure. that's an assumption.
Leave me.
That's an assumption that day, that because you are monogamous, it means you're insecure. And I don't think so.
No,
I think you can be very secure as a person and still decide to want to be in a monogamous relationship. I don't think the
based
two are
on
mutually
your,
exclusive.
Yeah, no, definitely not mutually exclusive.
You know.
I'm happy. I know myself and I know, guys, I cannot handle more than one person. I'm so sorry. I can't even.
Yeah. So you're saying even on a personal level. So it's not your decision to want to be monogamous isn't even because you're like, well, my man would then want other people. It's literally like, also, I personally just can't even
be with
multiple people.
And me, myself, I'm single right now and I can't even handle texting people back.
She's single, guys. She's single. DM me if you want some contact details.
I'm single and not available, guys. Akinyaki, relationship. No, guys.
Is that what's up?
Yeah, guys, right now. In this 2020, you want me to not get into a relationship in this disaster, but yes.
That's true. That is true.
No.
That is a recipe for disaster. Don't
literally,
do that.
My kids will not know
about
this year.
Don't get into anything new 2020.
Yeah, my kids won't know about this year. Now I want to bring my person into this year. And then, when did you meet dad? A year that we shall not discuss.
2020. No, that's true. You're making points. You're making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're making a lot of sense. But okay, so we've decided that we are not about polyamory.
No,
like
as
we're
for
not
ourselves.
About that life. Me, myself, and I. As for me and my house,
yes,
we shall be monogamous. As for me and my home,
literally,
that's what we do in our house. But that aside, though, do you think monogamy is natural?
Okay, what
do you think? That's a
natural in what
thing?
Sense?
Natural in that we are born to be monogamous.
No,
like naturally, as we're like biologically, we are born to be monogamous.
I don't think so.
Why?
I, especially in the generation and society we're living in right now, I've just seen that some people are not born. It's not a thing. It's a choice to be monogamous, I personally believe. Because when you look at people who are monogamous and then cheat, What happened? You know what I'm gonna say? Like, I don't think some people can handle just having one thing for long term. Because I still want that, you know, that, excuse me. My something's scratching my throat. Oh, hay fever.
Coronavirus. Is that you?
God forbid, Charity. It's hay fever, guys. But you know that thing of when you end that, you know, some people go, oh, you still need a, you know, I want the relationship to come alive. And we just got bored. We've been dating for 4 or 5 years and now I'm bored. I want something new. Yeah, that one. You have to work towards something new. You have to create that new thing. You have to create that new spark. You have to put in work to keep that spark alive. You know, you expect it to keep on flaming the whole 5 years of your relationship. No, but then people are like, listen, I'm not getting this at home. I don't know how to communicate it. Let me go get something easy, quick, that I can just get on the side, that I don't have to explain myself. It's still fresh. It's new. It's exciting. She's giving me the attention that I've wanted for my person. Da, 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 da. No, I don't think it's natural, to be honest. I really
don't. Yeah.
Because you're choosing, like when you go up to the altar, you're choosing that person. You say, I'm choosing you for the rest of my life. I'm choosing to be faithful to you only for the rest of my life. If you know, walking up that aisle, you cannot be faithful to me, just don't give in. Don't even go. Don't. Don't even propose.
Don't do that. Yeah. No, I don't think monogamy is natural.
Yeah.
I think when I think something natural, right? When I think natural, I think that thing has to be easy.
Yeah.
Or it has to just, it just comes naturally. Like something natural just comes naturally. It's just, you don't have to work hard for it.
Yeah.
I don't think anything that's in nature has to be, you have to put any sort of effort for it.
Yeah.
So that's why I think, because if monogamy was natural, then you wouldn't have desires for or attraction to other people when you're in a relationship, when you're in a secure relationship. But we all know that that's a normal thing, to be attracted to other people outside of your relationship. But you then choose not to explore that, not to act upon it. You choose that. But your natural instinct and your natural desire is to want to pursue that, or to be like, oh, he's nice. I wonder, you know?
You know what he's about. So he's mysterious.
I don't think it's natural, but I do think it's convenient / sustainable for like the society we live in.
What do you mean so convenient?
I think it makes sense.
To be monogamous.
Okay. It makes sense and it's convenient in the society we live in. Just the way the society is set up, in that I think to have some sort of order and some sort of structure in our society, we need monogamy. Because imagine if everyone was polyamorous and everyone's having children with everyone and everyone, like it seems like it'd be very messy. Like it would be very, there's no structure there. So I think monogamy was created to form, I don't know if that makes sense.
To form some sort of order. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, to form some type of order. Because some type of order. Some people who are monogamous, and then you get people who aren't, and that's still structured and that's still good. And then also monogamy, though, sometimes isn't structured, because then you get
it doesn't work. Yeah.
And then you get people killing each other, and then you get this, and then you get...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just and then people question their worth and stuff like that. So I believe monogamy to a certain extent is structured and is quote unquote needed, but I don't think it's like, if everyone got it, I don't think it would be really, like, for example, some people aren't going to get married. Like, some people just aren't meant to be married. Some people are just meant to be alone, and they're born like that. They're just good being alone. Like, I know this one teacher that I had, and I was like, wow, he's so old, he's unmarried. And people were like, Asante, it's okay. I think
maybe he doesn't want to get married.
Yeah, he's the type of person who doesn't want to, and he's good alone. He's happy. Like, he's living.
Or maybe he's not alone. Maybe he has several partners.
You know, yeah, exactly.
In an exclusive marriage.
And that was none of my business at the time, obviously. I just like things.
But you thought it was your business.
So I
definitely don't think monogamy is natural. I think it was created to try and create structure and try and create.
But also, when you look at the history and you look at monogamy, it was meant for men to control women and what they did with their bodies.
Yes.
With their bodies. It wasn't created for the beneficial of everyone. It was created for the beneficial of the man to be like,
yeah,
I'm married to you. You're going to stay at home. You can do this. You can clean. And I'm going to cheat on you. I'm going to go have other things. You know what I'm trying to say?
But yeah.
Yeah. When you look at the history, it's kind of sketchy.
Kind of sketch.
It was kind of for the man, you know? So
yeah.
I guess right now people are like, screw the man. Let's go everything against
the man. I mean, rightfully so.
Hey guys, men.
Rightfully, men don't deserve anything.
So scary.
They don't deserve good things. Another question I want to ask you is, do you want to get married?
Everyone who knows me knows that this is 100% true. I do want to get married. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why do you want to get married?
I mean, look at my hands. They're so pretty. I'm even looking at them right now. I'm like, this hand
so is a
hand
that it's deserving of a ring.
Yes. And not just any type of ring.
Put it on yourself then.
Aye. For a reason.
Put it on yourself then. If it's about a ring on a finger, put it on yourself.
Why I want to get married is I want to have a person, you know, like a partner for... I want to do life with someone. I have a desire to do life with someone. Like, I've been doing this thing with my family for 23 years now, but I want to be doing it with someone, creating memories. I was watching this one episode on this YouTube channel, and the girl was talking about how she's so happy to have found her partner because she loves young love, you know, young things. Like, they can't afford this, so they're going to be kind of making the best of it, which is going to a picnic, you know. And I was like, wow, like, to have that person you tell everything to. And it's like, you know, you like, you have friends, but your friends then end up getting partners, and then you're like, okay, sharp, cool, I don't have that one person anymore to go to because they have someone else that they're depending on, someone's depending on them. So I want that person who I can look to and be like, yo, you're going to always be there for me. Yes, we're going to go through tough times. Yes, we're going to go through challenges. But at the end of the day, we chose each other. Like, I chose you, you chose me. And that's what I've always said to people, is that I'm not excited about the wedding. I'm more excited about the marriage. I feel like my husband's excited about the wedding, my parents, everyone. Like, yeah, obviously I'm going to be happy. Like, the wedding's beautiful. It's a lot of money. First of all, let's start there. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited for the journey of our marriage, to make all these memories with this one specific person. That consistency is, I think, the one thing that I really would love in America, and wanting to get married. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
Yeah, no, definitely 100%. I want to get married.
Mm. Why?
Why? Why do you want to get married?
Yeah.
I think a big part of it, obviously, that I feel like we can't ignore, is that I think just because I've been socially conditioned to believe that, like, marriage is a thing that you have to do when you're older to be fulfilled, or to have, we've been conditioned to believe that, or at least to know that, you know, marriage is a thing you do when you're in your 20s, you get married, you get a family and whatever. So obviously that has influenced what I want and what I decide to want to do. So I think that's definitely a part. And another thing is I really like the idea and the concept of a family.
Yeah.
Of like it's me and your dad, and it's just us and then our kids. I really like that whole setup and that whole arrangement and that whole idea.
Yeah.
I guess you could have it outside of a marriage.
I guess you
can. You could have that outside of, like, a wedding.
But for me, I want that security in knowing my nigga ain't going anywhere.
But is a certificate, is a marriage certificate,
mine
is that
not,
what gives you security?
No, it's the things you've said, you vowed, you stood up and you vowed to me that I will be in the good, the bad, the ugly, all these things. For me, okay, love language, words of affirmation, right? Mm-hmm. And being affirmed in that sense of telling me what you want for us, saying that this is the two of us, you know, like we're a team now, you know, and that idea of a partnership of us being, it's not, that's why I say I don't even, the wedding for me, honestly, it's not even for me, it's for everyone else. I mm-hmm. really want that forever with one person, you know?
Okay, so are you okay with having that without having had, without, okay, what is marriage? what is marriage? Because it, technically, well, when it comes to just how the world views it, or at least government and legally, a marriage is that piece of paper that you sign. That like, yeah. we are now married. So are you saying you're okay with having, because it seems like you're saying you want a forever partnership.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a marriage.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
A forever partnership without you having a partner with someone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't, like, for me, the piece of paper doesn't matter, whatever. But I want to vow in front of the people we love and God that
mm-hmm.
we promise to stick with each other forever. And mm-hmm. but we need to understand that forever is not going to always be a smooth road. There's going to be days where we're just like, or, you know, some days where you just want to give up and stuff like that. But for me, I think even growing up right now and being at my very old age, I'm kidding.
You're literally 23.
I've realized that life is not easy. But what I'm proud of myself is that I've kept it going. I've kept moving, you know. And then I found, like, it's funny, if I was just talking to my best friend and I was talking to him and I was like, oh, I just had quiet time. It was so good. And just telling him everything. And then I was like, how funny is it that a couple of months ago, I was sitting on the floor crying to you because I feel like God and I's relationship just wasn't on the right path. Now here I am celebrating where I am with God. I want mm-hmm. that. Like, my relationship with God has shown me just a glimpse of how marriage is going to be, that you're going to go through tough times. And it's not going to be a week or 2 weeks. It may be 3 months, maybe four. But you keeping on pushing and praying and being true to yourself and consistent at that end, like the light basically that comes, like when God's walking through you, with you through the valley of darkness and you get to the light, you just look back and you're like, wow, I made it through that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want with my partner. I want us to understand I'm going to enjoy and take in every single moment of our happy days, but also understand our dark days and go through those dark days with you and go through those dark days, not just you, but with God as well. And then when we get to the light, we get to look back and be like, yo, babe, dude, we went through that. Like, we did it. I love you. And you know what I'm trying to say? That's, for me,
it's
such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful concept. I always tell my friends this, is that my family doesn't get married. Just fat and sit, you know, like have kids, whatever. But, and I haven't had those perfect marriages, or I hear my friends going, yeah, my parents have been married, da, 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 all these things. And I look at my parents, I'm like, wow, I've seen their struggle and I've seen this and they're still going through it, but I can't wait for the victory, you know, for them to get over this hurdle of what's been so many years. But it's just, for me, I'm like, wow, I want that. I want that with one person.
Yeah, with one person. Yeah, yeah. And they didn't necessarily, I think, I don't know, I feel like the society or more, I think it's more, it's capitalism is to blame.
Don't get me started on capitalism. Don't get me fired.
It's all capitalism. I think marriage in the context of the way it has been made to be, you know, like a legal signing of a paper, I think that's very capitalist, and it's a capitalist concept that has been made.
Yeah.
Because when I think, I guess my idea of marriage and what I want is, I guess, from a partnership.
Yeah.
Like a partnership forever. But I personally want to go through the whole wedding process and all that stuff, simply because that's how I've been conditioned to know, like, this is what is then a marriage. Mm-hmm. But when I think about, like, I digress a little bit, but when we look at the Bible and it talks about you know, don't have sex before marriage and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think, not even, I don't think, I know that it was not speaking about the marriage the way we look at it, in that puti, when you go have a wedding and you have a lot of people coming and then you sign some document, now you're married, now that's your husband, now, you know, now you can go ahead. In the Bible, from my understanding, from the way I view it, marriage was basically that concept, like that concept of having one partnership with somebody. So like, I, you know, so like your sex is then that, then consummating.
The marriage.
Consummating.
Yeah.
Yeah, the marriage. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily about a wedding reception and about a piece of paper. That's something that capitalism has created.
Definitely. Yeah,
but even
which was created by the man.
Oh. Yes, by the male. Mm-hmm. The white male, to be specific. So I said.
Yeah,
what I said.
But can I just interject there? While we're using such big words today,
oh my God.
Digress, interject. But okay, we move. I feel like in the Bible it doesn't say save sex for marriage. That's how people have translated it. Yes, they've said. God has said you need to keep yourself for one person because he understands the repercussions if you have many soul ties, all that. Some people don't believe in soul ties, but I fully believe in that. That is a real thing. So what the world has done has made it, and you know, funny enough, let me finish my sentence. What the world has done has made it seem as if the way in which to do this whole biblical thing right is to get married.
Yes.
God,
that's not it. That's not it. God never said that.
One person that you want to be sexually related to for, if it is the rest of your life, it is the rest of your life, you know? So what I was going to say, I lost my train of thought and I think I'm not supposed to say it. It's okay. I remember it. I feel like a lot of women have been pressured in the Christianity realm to keep their virginity, but men haven't. You get what I'm trying to say? Which is really something that is something that obviously we need to talk about in the future. But I feel like for, you know, that's the thing of popping the cherry and doing that, you know, no one speaks about what the man goes through when losing, because they don't go through pain and they don't lose blood and they don't do this. So for me, it's like, for the woman, it's so much pressure. And I hate that, because I'm like,
me too.
Where is that pressure for men? You know, but men can do what they have to do.
And a lot of women, and I hate it so much, a lot of women in the church, or a lot of Christian women, when they do mess up and when they do fall and trip, which is it might happen.
It's normal.
Yeah, it might happen.
You're human.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. And we need to remember as Christians.
And that's why we have grace.
That's why God, that's why Jesus died on the cross. Because he understood sin. He understood we were born into sin, guys. That's what happened. So you're going to make mistakes. You're not perfect. You're not going to be this perfect person who's going to be, oh my gosh, I'm still learning till this day that I need to understand, okay, I'm not perfect. And if I make a mistake, it's okay, because it's grace. Okay.
Hence why we have grace, exactly. But you see, a lot of women, or a lot of girls I see, then they, you know, the panic and the just heartbreak and just like the demonizing of themselves after they slip, especially in that department, because there's so much emphasis on you need to be a virgin, don't have sex before marriage in the church, and it's always directed to the women.
Women,
like,
literally.
When I think about my church camps and stuff like that, it will always be like, girls, keep your virginity because this. I remember actually one time, this, I'm not going to mention who, but like an older person, a person
I looked
up to.
Let's call them
No, it was a man.
Oh. 50 Cent.
Josh. I don't want to quote 50 Cent. Josh, basically, and this was like an older man that I looked up to, Christian man, and he basically said, he was talking to me and my cousin, and he was saying, you know, virginity is your greatest prize as a woman. Once you lose that, you're no longer a girl. You are now a woman. You are now this. And I'm like, what about the guy though?
Yeah.
Because I'm not having sex with myself. There's another person involved there. And I think a lot of men just are just absolved of that responsibility.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, and it's there. A lot of them, you see a lot of men in the church are actually very promiscuous. They're very promiscuous. They're very whatever, because that's nothing that's ever been instilled in them.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I feel like you should never instill fear in people in the church.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what God ever intended it to be.
Which Why is are you doing it to women?
A lot of fear. Yeah, we instill a lot of fear, and especially to women, and I hate it. But we have digressed. This is not what we're talking about.
But that's another topic for another day. It needed to be said, for sure.
It needed to be said 100%. Do you think monogamy is rooted in possessiveness?
And ooh, like, that is scary.
Obsession.
In possession
and wanting to be possessive, and you know, it's like, you are mine, you can't be anyone else's, I'm not fulfilling all your desires.
I think polygamy is
get them fulfilled. You think
when I look at polygamy, I look at, okay, I've only seen polygamy from one man having multiple
wives.
I haven't seen it from the other direction, so please, I'm not being sexist, I'm just telling you from my point of view. But the man is basically saying, I can have five women, but you're allowed only to have me. For me, that is possession. Monogamy, I was going to say misogyny. Ooh, that's a different topic. Monogamy, on the other hand, I feel as though, yes and no, it depends, right? It depends on who you're marrying. So, for example, if I choose someone and he chooses me, that's a mutual agreement. We're like, I want to be with you. You want to be with me. We just want to be secure in each other and knowing that we're together. You know, there's this bubble. It's the two of us. It's not a thing of... Yeah. I don't think it's about possession. It's about choosing. That's why there's that freedom of choice. Unless it's from a point of like, for example, I don't know if you've watched the movie... 365. I'm not saying that I've watched it, but I've heard about it.
No, I couldn't. I watched the trailer and I was like, what is this?
So what I've heard. Okay, fine, guys. Ugh, I'm not going to be fake. I watched it. Whatever, I watched the movie. The girl gets kidnapped, right? And he basically says, you have 365 days to fall in love with me. So basically,
that's
so
weird.
That is weird. Yeah, that's scary. Because what's that thing called when you fall in love with your kidnapper?
I don't know what it's called.
Me. And the city knows that she always tells me. But anyway, she fell in love with him. You know, that thing of not having a choice to leave. Like, literally, she would be like, I don't want to be with you. And he would literally take her everywhere. Private jet. Shame, guys. I'm going to tell you something funny. In my head, I was like, girl, he rich. Get your ducks in a row. But no.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. but yeah, that's another of misogyny. That's another area of misogyny. But there's another one where there's choice. Both of you want to be together. Both of you understand that you are committed to just the two of you. And there's another place where someone forces you, and basically, you know, there's in other cultures I know that there's that thing of when you get married without meeting the person.
Married that's no, what I know what to do.
Not married
about.
At first sight, you freak.
No.
That's TLC.
There's a TLC show as well where they meet on their wedding day.
Yeah, but there's a thing where you kind of have to, you meet the person when you marry them. And it's because of family arrangements and money and this. It's not because you guys love each other. Arranged marriages.
Oh, but you don't meet when you get married. You meet before, but you just know that you're going to get married.
Oh, hectic.
Yeah.
But some people say that they only met their person on the wedding day. They just
really hectic.
Yeah, they knew they were going to marry someone, but they met them
on the
wedding day. Yay, should we there? Wow. And you, what do you think?
About what?
What was the question you literally just asked me?
What was the question? I have a question though for what you said. You said that, so are you saying that if two people
agree,
want to possess each other,
I'm all
charity. It's still possessive. You're just possessing each other.
Possessing, you're saying,
yeah, just
this, you have to be here. No,
which is what monogamy is. Okay. That's what monogamy is. You can't, like, see anyone else.
Connotations of it are just bad.
Date anyone else.
Yeah.
You can't date anyone else.
That's you chose possessive. That. You chose. I didn't like.
Yes. That doesn't make it not possessive though.
No, it does. Cause you chose.
No, you might. I might choose to be killed. I am still killed. It has
that changed. Is not. That is the worst analogy ever. Okay,
fine. Let me think of something else. I could choose to. It's the same thing.
Mm-mm.
It's the same it's thing like as saying, just because you choose something doesn't absolve the thing that has been done. Just because we choose to be possessive of each other position. Doesn't mean there's no being
possessive.
Do you want me to Google it?
Demanding someone's total attention and love. I'm not demanding
that's anything. What you're doing.
No.
You are.
Love. I do not demand it.
When you sit down and have your expect, like these are my expectations in a relationship, you say, I expect you to love me and me alone. You make that clear. Like if you have made it clear that you're not in a, yes, you've made it clear that you're in a polyamorous relationship. You've made it clear that you can't see other people. You are mine.
Yeah.
Just that saying of you are mine, that is possessive.
No.
Only that you have allowed yourself to be possessed and you have allowed yourself to possess someone else. How do you not agree with that?
Because how? Possession is like, okay, let's look at the synonyms of possessions. Overprotective, clingy, controlling, dominant. No. I'm not that person because we've decided that we are going to spend the rest of our lives together. You can still go out with your boys. You can still do whatever you want to do, but we're together. You're not going to sleep with anyone else. You're not going
to
do that.
That is possessive.
No, because you've decided to be, if you don't want that, then you can go. Possession saying, I want it today. You're going to do it to me today because this is what I want. I'm saying you can decide this is what I would like. This is what I want for the both of us. You tell me what you would like as well. But if you don't want to, if you don't want that, that's okay. Go. Possession is having full control over that thing. I don't have full control over my partner. He can still choose to be with me, but still end up making a mistake and cheating on me. He can still make the mistake at looking at someone. He can still make the mistake of, but I did not say, and then I can still forgive him, you know? But the thing is, possession is you can't even go out. You can't. That's what I feel like possessiveness means. For me, it's like, no, babe, I've seen relationships like that where the person goes to the bathroom and the other person follows them. That's possession. If you can't even let your man have, like, you know what I'm trying to say? That's a problem. But we've decided, you've chosen. This person can literally, I've even heard a story about the guy was supposed to get married in Cape Town. And he was in Joburg at the time. He was in bed with another woman. And he said, I can't give up this life. And he decided, I don't want to be in a monogamous relationship because I still want to be with other people. Shut up. He had the choice. You have the choice. I don't think it's possession. I don't think it's possessive. Unless it's in an arrangement of you're going to marry this person. You're going to be faithful to them. And you're going to say what they have. And you're going to listen to what everything that they have for you. No, relations are both ways. You decide, I decide. That's what I think. You can let's agree to disagree. But I don't know.
Because personally, I think possessiveness is just that idea of this person is mine and mine alone, and they can't go to anybody else. Regardless of the fact that they agreed to do that or not, I think there's still possessiveness. And I don't think just because you're possessive, it means that you have full control. You have full control and it can't be taken away. Just the same way I feel like I can be possessive of my phone. But it can still be taken away from me. Like someone can still snatch it. Someone can still steal it. Just the same way as someone can still cheat on me. But the point is I am possessive in that I still want it to be my own. So I guess in that sense, I do think that monogamy is possessive, but I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I don't think being possessive is bad if it is mutual and if it is consensual. So if we both consent to being possessive of each other in that aspect, in the context of you can't be with anyone else, you can't sleep with anyone else, you can't date anyone else. I personally believe that's possessive, but I think it's fine if you're both consenting to be.
I think possessive is such an ugly word. It has such an ugly connotation to it because possession literally means, like, I don't know. It's like, no, I just feel like it's such an ugly word because it's like, babe, you're my possession. So that means that you can't go here. That's what I demand. That's how I feel possession looks like. But if you're in a relation, in a marriage, mm-hmm. that's why I guess people say partnership now and they don't say marriage, you know, because you're doing half and half work. And also you have your individual life as an individual. I have mine as an individual and we come together in the marriage. Mm-hmm. But let's just agree to disagree.
Yeah. Let us tell us what you think. Do you think that monogamy is possessive? It's like, yeah, it's a possessive arrangement and a possessive thing. Or do you not think that it is? Please let us know. We'd like to know your thoughts.
Definitely.
And with, okay. So, okay. You know how in a relationship, mm-hmm. You are never, one person is never going to fulfill all your desires and all your needs.
Yeah.
I just don't think anybody is capable of ever fulfilling anybody's needs.
Yeah.
Completely, you know, like they might be able to complete A, C, and F, mm-hmm. And someone else can complete B, D, and E, you know. So what is the cure for less, lack of a better word for that?
I think being secure in yourself before you get into a relationship is what's going to be the cure for that. Because a lot of people here, a lot of people seek for that desire in other people and then don't get satisfied. I think the cure for that is honestly to fulfill yourself first, to be content with yourself first, then get into a relationship. Other people will disagree with me, whatever. But I've realized that if I don't fix the nitty gritty things about myself, I can't expect someone else to fix those for me because I didn't even know what I need. So if, for example, if I'm content in a certain area, if I know that I get hangry, right? And I know this, I get hangry. And I know this because I've spent time with myself. But if I haven't spent time with myself, if I'm insecure, all these things, this is a terrible analogy, but this is what I'm going with. If I don't know these things and then my partner all of a sudden at like 5 o'clock, I snap at him. And he's like, what the hell is going on with you? I'm like, you're annoying. And then I attack the wrong things, not the actual problem. Is the fact that I'm hungry and I'm angry because I'm hungry. You know, I can't pinpoint why I'm snapping at you. So I can't tell him how to fix it. You know what I'm trying to say? So I believe.
But what does that have to do with like your desires and your needs as a person from a partner?
I feel, okay, rephrase the question.
Like as a person, Anditi, in a relationship, there's things that you need.
Yeah,
there's things that you desire, and I totally understand. Like I totally agree with you in the idea of you need to be secure within yourself first before you enter into a relationship. Like you need to know yourself.
Yeah,
but we can all be secure, right? You can be secure in yourself and content with yourself, but you're still going to need something from your partner.
Yeah.
Hence why we have partnerships in the first place. Hence why we have relationships. Because if we didn't need anything from them, then we wouldn't have them.
Yeah.
Right.
God so created people for relationships as well.
Exactly. So I also think at the same time that one person can't fulfill all of those. I don't know.
That's why you have friendships as well. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Mm.
That's why you
what
have.
What if they're sexual? What if they're sexual? Let's say you're into BDSM.
You have to communicate.
And your person isn't into BDSM.
Let's communicate.
Like, and you're not willing to do it. They're like, it's too violent.
Compromise. I honestly feel like if your partner's not into, what's it called? BDSM.
BDSM.
Yes. you need a babe. That's what I want. He's like, babe, I can't. It's too violent. Okay, let's find something that we both can. You know, I have to compromise my desire for that. He has to compromise his scaredness. Little wuss. I'm kidding. For that. But that's the thing about compromise. If you're not going to get the desire, if this is what I want and he cannot supply that for me, okay, I will compromise that for something that he can give me and he's tried hard. He's also reached. So it's not just
he's also reaching.
He's also reaching upwards. So we're meeting halfway. That's why a lot of people say, no, he doesn't fulfill my desire. That's why I left. I'm like, did you even have a conversation about it? Did you even try to see where he's coming from? Understand, have a conversation. And that's why relationships are so quick to ending is because everyone's like, you didn't fulfill what I wanted and needed. So we're done.
So I'm out. Yeah. No, I agree with you. And I think I don't know if this is like a controversial thing to say, and I don't know if like people who are polyamorous will come for me, but I'm going to say it.
Triggering! My friend has said something controversial today, but go on.
I'm going to say it with my chest. I think polyamory is gluttonous. I think it's rooted in gluttony just because
not being satisfied with one
thing. Not being satisfied, exactly. Like in this world and in this life, you're never going to get everything you want.
Yeah,
you're
that's
not
so
always
true.
Going to get like I want a denim jacket and I want this. Sometimes you just don't have the money.
Yeah.
Or sometimes like I think polyamory is rooted in not being content. I apologize if anyone is polyamorous, but I think there's something to be said there about not being content and not being able to compromise and not always fulfill your desires.
Like, and I think always, it's
as human beings, we are created not to fulfill every single thing we want to act on. Because I got people I want to kill. Okay, no, maybe not kill. That's very violent.
She said murder.
That's violent. Not kill. But there's some people that I really do not enjoy. I do not enjoy their presence. And I would like to do something about it. Not kill them. I need to put that out there. I would never kill anyone. I'm not a violent person. But
please do never use certain.
We all have things that we want to do. And we all have things that we desire to that we want to fulfill. We all have desires. We all have, desires is the word. I was trying to think of another synonym. Mm. But just because we have that desire does not mean it needs to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's not a need for it to be fulfilled. So that's why I feel like polyamory is kind of gluttonous, where you just want it all. And you're like, okay, I can't get this there, so I'll find it there, then I'll find it there, then I'll find it there, then I'll find it there. It's like, it's very excessive to me.
I think it's more of that thing of a free spirit. And I know a lot of people who are free spirited who are like, no, we just need to live our lives. That's happy for you. I personally feel like with that, I feel like, okay, me, I'm a Christian, everyone knows this. Desires are put in your heart for a reason. But I think the thing with the polyamory or whatever is that it's either you don't want to work towards communicating that this is what you'd like from one person, or you're giving up too quickly. We are in a popcorn generation where we want things ASAP Rocky and today. If I'm not going to get it today, I'm not going to find it somewhere else. We're too young. This mindset is so destructive sometimes, even just in work life or anything, but especially in relationships, because people are like, I've worked for 2 months. Oh, sorry. My saliva went down the wrong. I've worked for 2 months and in this relationship and it's not working. So I just can't. But this relationship has been with you for 5 years. Guys, 2 months is nothing. 2 months is baby things. You need to understand it's 5 years you've invested in someone. Oh, guys, I thinking about, this is why I don't want to be in a relationship with someone for 5 years. Like, that's not going to happen. We're going to be in a relationship for a year. You're going to know that you want to propose to me and we're going to get into a marriage and we're going to stick this through. Because this idea of being together for 5 years and then deciding that 5 years, I've invested in someone. It's like now you, as a person who's in university, international student, your parents have invested money into your education. Now you're in your third and a half year. You're almost going to finish. And you're like, I can't do this. You know how much... Not even just investment in money, investment in time. Time is something you can't get back. In emotions. I just feel like with this, I don't even know, open relationships, is that for me, I could never do it because we're giving up too easily on us. You know, it's like finding the fresh new thing each and every time. And maybe people are like, yeah, but I want to be some, this person fulfills this part of my desire. This person fulfills that part of my desire. Why can't you fulfill that part and someone else fulfill another part? That one person fulfill another part? You know, why aren't you looking in towards yourself to fulfill that part of you and try? Because for me, what I want, and I've always prayed for this and I've always desired this, is that when my partner comes into my life, he doesn't come to fill my cup, he comes to overflow it. Like, my cup needs to be full by the time he comes here. I need to be satisfied or whatever to a certain extent. And then... it's like an overload of more love because I'm so in love with myself. I'm so in love with my relationship with God and stuff like that. But yeah.
It is what it is.
I hear you.
We live in a generation who's like,
oh my gosh, it's just, you know. And I think back in the day, I didn't even know the history of it. That stuff was it, you know, not being in a relationship, mm-hmm. just being by yourself and just being with whoever you wanted. Maybe we're doing it.
Yeah. So we're not bashing. We're not bashing people who are, because personally, if it works for you, I'm one of those people, like, if it works for you, that's great.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily judging. Okay. I guess I am judging.
Yeah.
I am judging, but I'm not, I'm not demeaning it, or I'm not saying like, you shouldn't do that. No. Like, I'm not like,
do what you want to do, baby.
Do what you want to do. If that's what works for you, that's great. That's perfect. But again, as for me and my house, we shall be monogamous. But if you want to be, if you want to be polyamorous and it works for you, like, just make sure it works for you. Don't, because I know there's some girls who, or some guys, who their partner is like, hey, I think I actually want to, you know, I want to open up our relationship to other people, or, you know, I want to whatever. And then they agree to that arrangement simply because they don't want to lose their partner.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose their person. So they're like, yeah, sure, let's do it. It ends in tears. It'll end in tears. So you need to really, like, know yourself and know if that's something you're capable of doing. And sometimes, to be honest, you never really know if you're capable of something until you try it. But don't stick around in an arrangement that you're not happy about, or that you're not happy in, simply because you're trying to keep somebody. No one is ever worth that, yeah? No one is worth that kind of heartache. No one is.
I give props to people who are in those kinds of relationship. I give you props here.
You know what? I think they're harder than monogamous relationships.
Yeah, so that's why I give props. I think
they're more complicated. Yeah, they're more complicated. So don't go into it. Also, don't go into an open relationship thinking it'll be easier. I actually think it's harder.
Yeah.
There's so much more communication needed than that. And there's so much more. It's not for me. And also, people who are polyamorous, not to look down on monogamous people. Like, polyamory
and vice versa. Or
non-monogamy is not the epitome of progressiveness. Because I think people who are polyamorous, I'm so progressive. And I'm like, no, you're just doing something different.
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all it is. But yeah, we are cool being monogamous out here.
In these streets, cool. Guys, in my mind, I can only handle one man. I know myself. Guys, do you know men? I'm a torta. Wow. But stressful.
One is already stressful enough.
Wow. But
one is so stressful enough. I can't do more. And I don't want them to do more either.
Yeah, no.
No thanks.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Miss me. Mark me absent.
Give me zero, ma'am.
Give me zero.
Oh,
yeah.
But well, thank you guys. Nice. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on this fine day, evening, afternoon, whatever time it is your side, on another episode of
Hey Mom.
We apologize for that terrible sound in your ear. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. I am one of your hosts, Asante.
And I am your other host, Charity. And goodbye.
Charity's really exercising her vocals right now. But we will see you on another episode.
Beyonce, is that you?
Please tune in.
And please continue supporting us on Instagram, on Twitter, we're not on Twitter. But like, even on Twitter, if you want to tweet, let people know about us, share a link.
Share it with Charity, because I'm terrible.
Or to like our Apple Podcast, Spotify.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, so just please share us, tell people. Let your aunts know, your sisters, uncles. Your uncles, your brothers, if you're in a polyamorous relationship, tell all your girlfriends, partners, or your boyfriends to listen. But yeah, that's been us. Bye.
Bye.